Tuesday night was one of those games where it was a tale of two halves for the Lady Beavers against the Hays High Indians. And a game that was close early on would be a blowout in the end. Scott City would shoot the ball well in the first half. They moved the ball well. They were up by six. They trailed by three, and then they would tie it up at 30 out the break there. But then the second half happened, and Hays really turned things up. Scott City unable to recover as Lady Beavers did not have a field goal until the 5:53 mark of the fourth quarter. They would go over 10 and a half minutes without a field goal in the second half. Hays would go on a 16-2 run, make it a 21-2 run through the first 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. And Scott City just really had no answer for Hays in that second half as Lady Indians would pick up a big victory here tonight, 62-39. But Scott City and Lady Beavers, going back to that first half, that was probably one of their better first halves, if not their best first half they played all year against a really good team from Hays. But the Lady Indians kind of had their way. They were able to post up and maintain the position at the block. And part of that was due to Scott City's foul trouble in the second half as well. And the block there, and it was the Hays post that had their way. Zoe Winter would have a new career high with 20, and Katie Lindenberger had 18 for Hays. That was 38 of their 62 points. That was from the paint there, and that was their two leading scorers here tonight. But Scott City would have a couple in double figures as well. Avery Lewis and Kendall Gentry each had 11 as Lady Beavers saw a three-game win streak come to an end, but they must get back to it against a team that's kind of surging as of late. Ulysses on Friday.